This week it's in John chapter 20, verses 19 through the end of the chapter, verse 31. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. This is when Jesus appeared to his disciples after the resurrection. That evening, on the first day of the week, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. It's in red letters. And as he spoke, he held out his hands for them to see, and he showed them his side. They were filled with joy when they saw their Lord. He spoke again to them and said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. And if you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven." And then old Thomas, one of the disciples, nicknamed the Twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. Then he told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands and put my finger into them and place my hand into the wound on his side." Well, 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them and said, red letter edition, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Here, Thomas, put your fingers here and see my hands. Put your hand into my wound on my side and don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord, my God," Thomas exclaimed. And then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe anyway." Well, you heard me say sometimes that it's okay to doubt. I get doubt sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with doubt because God always wants to prove himself to us. And Thomas will be ever known as Doubting Thomas because he wasn't sure if he could believe in the risen Jesus without first seeing him in person. If you notice that Jesus offered to Thomas the sign that he requested, and then he encouraged Thomas to believe, even when the physical signs weren't present. Is doubt always a bad thing? Doubt can serve as a warning flag in many situations, so it's good to doubt. Gossip, unverified news reports that claim false teachers or guilt of a man before he's fairly put on trial and dead by a jury. So doubt can occur when we do not have enough information to convince us. So if doubt prompts us to seek more information, we may save ourselves from disaster. So when it comes as a matter of faith, God has given us the Bible, all the facts we need in order to be assured of salvation and to trust in the authority of God's Word. The more time we spend in God's Word, the better grasp of the facts we will have and the more convinced we will be of our faith. Thomas had all the facts. He heard Jesus' promise of resurrection. He was a faithful and with his companions and everyone, and they gave him an eyewitness account. But Thomas allowed his doubt to turn into a lack of trust. So use doubt to keep your mindful of danger, but don't let it endanger your faith. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of understanding in John's Gospel, chapter 20.